One, and again, a community connection on AM 1400. An opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with one of the candidates for the State Senate District 29 seat. You heard her last night on the League of Women Voters Forum. We also, because our scheduled guest for a community connection at 8:30 this morning was apparently unable to make it in, we broadcast about 20 minutes of the debate from last night, so you get to hear a little bit of her this morning as well. Joining me this morning, Dr. Jean Oliver, nice to have you here this morning, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
And an opportunity for us to just spend a little conversational time with you. And one of the questions I try to ask every time when I just get face-to-face with a voter, most elected officials don't get credit for the good things they do, but they do get the blame for a lot of the things that people don't like. What makes anyone want to put themselves out there for a job interview with the voters and run for office?
Wow, what a way to start out. It is a strange thing to be running for office. I'm basically a longtime educator and community leader in Bartlesville, a small businesswoman. But when I saw what was happening in Oklahoma, I felt like I had to step up, and it was my turn to make a difference. I'm retired now. I have time to devote to this. When I saw the 1,000 teacher shortage in Oklahoma because of low salaries, because the states surrounding us were offering better pay for teachers, when I see cuts to education, when I see cuts to health care, and many of our core agencies in government, I really felt like we needed to make a difference and I needed to step up.
Well, since you started off with education and healthcare, we'll just continue there. And of course, the budget has been a topic of discussion in everything from county office all the way up this year. And it's no surprise that I'm not going to go into the causes for the budget shortfall. It's just we didn't have the money to spend. And the way the system is, that we have a board that tells the legislature, here's how much money you got to spend. You can move it around any way you want to. But your budget emphasis areas, I think you just hit the two of them. Am I right?
Yes. I'm very concerned about how the present establishment government is allocating our funds. I don't know that we need to increase taxes. I'm certainly not in favor of that. We need to look and see how we're spending the money that we have. We need to look at our priorities, fund our core agencies first, and then with the money that's left over, we can look at tax credits or incentives for other expenses, for businesses coming in. But we've got to fund our core agencies first with the money that we have. We need to spend more wisely. That's a very strong tradition in the Republican Party, is to have a responsible budget, one that reflects the concerns and the needs of the citizens, one that funds and takes care of our health needs, of our prison system, of our DHS people. We are just having to cut those agencies to the point that all Oklahomans are suffering, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay. And I know that since you are a person who comes from the education community, I know that you have talked about budgeting for schools, and I'm not trying to put words in anybody's mouth, but I don't think anybody in the legislature was happy with what they had to pass this year.
I don't think they're happy either, but this has been going on for so long. Since 2008, the Oklahoma legislature has essentially cut the budget to education. When we adjust for inflation, we are 23% lower than we were in 2008. And we have 51,000 more students to educate. Those figures don't work well together. Our school districts are struggling. They're having to lay off people. They're having to cut programs. They are having to increase class sizes. This is not a quality education that Oklahomans deserve and that we need to be attractive to bringing new business and keeping business in the state of Oklahoma.
And you have drawn that correlation before. Last night you worked on that a little bit. What I think I heard you say was that you're drawing a direct correlation between quality schools, or more, I guess better say quality graduates, and jobs in the state.
Oh, absolutely. I recently interviewed with the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce, BizPAC, and their main concern is about education in the state, making our state more attractive to bringing in business. They feel like when employees look at the state, they look at our education system. They want to make sure that employees they want to hire are well educated, and they want to make sure that the employees that they bring in with these companies are happy with our public education system. So yes, it is basic to increasing the economic security of Oklahoma.
One of the questions last night had to do with state testing, and most of those tests have been eliminated for the next year. But just to get you out started on that one, obviously we do need to test, the teachers test, to find out whether the students learned the topic. But how much is enough and how much is too much in your...
That's quite a question. I would rather us see teachers responsible for the testing. I think the individual teacher working all year long with their students is in the best place to evaluate a student's progress. Having a one-time test, 1 hour in one day of a child's life, is really not valid to predict their success in the next level. We need a long, sustained approach to testing, and our teachers are in the best position to do that since they've worked with the students all year long. I want to get our teachers back in charge of testing. I believe for our high school students, we need to look to standardized tests, ACT, SAT, that are already widely acceptable, that are used for college entrance, because those make the most sense and they're the cheapest to administer.
Many states already use one of those tests anyway, so we would be following an existing pattern. Comments made last night, and I'm trying to get as much information out as I can in the time available, had to do with roads, bridges, transportation issues in general, and also I'm going to relate to that the legislature's bond issue. And again, one of the things you can use bond for is property type items like roads. So it, in one sense, it was a valid use, but I'll let you go on from there.
Well, as a conservative Republican with fiscal responsibility, one of my main issues, I hate to see the state of Oklahoma go into debt. And proposing a bond to fund an essential government agency is difficult to understand. I feel like if we can manage our money better, set our priorities, do our funding earlier in the legislative session, then we will have a better handle on what we're spending in regards to the income that we're receiving. Yes, bonds are a last resort. It's unfortunate that Oklahoma had to seek that solution because of our incredible budget deficit this year.
And so this is something that obviously you're calling for the budget to be passed earlier, and I know that that has been a long time call, but the political reality is sometimes you can't get people to agree, but I know where you're coming from.
Exactly.
But other items that are important to you, we've talked a little bit about education, we've talked a little about health care, but funding these things is a problem sometimes.
Funding these things is a problem because I think our present establishment government is looking too much and becoming too involved with special interest groups. We're diverting money from our core agencies to support different lobbyist groups, different special interest groups. Perhaps these tax cuts, the windmill, the gas and oil industry. Of course, we want gas and oil to do well. but not at the expense of supporting government core agencies. I think we have to bring in people to the legislature with a fresh attitude who aren't encumbered with all of these obligations to special interest groups, who have a fresh perspective, who will fund and enact government that's responsible to the people, that answers the core needs and necessities of the people before we go out with all these tax credits and exemptions.
Okay. Do you feel that the term limits that were enacted about 12 years ago are helping with that, bringing in fresh voices and fresh faces?
Absolutely. And I think it makes our legislators more accountable to the people. If they feel like they'll just be reelected, no one's going to run against them, then they don't feel as much obligation to support the people, to represent their interests. And I think there's probably a tendency in the government to join different groups, to look at different perspectives once they are in office. We need to make sure that we keep very close to our grassroots, to the people living in our district, and represent what's important to them.
The district is certainly not homogenous. What we see as an important item here in Washington County may not be so important to residents of Nowata County or Rogers County. How do you develop what's a priority looking at the diverse people you have to represent?
Yes, this district is very diverse. I've been to all the different school districts in District 29, listening to the superintendents, talking to the mayors, visiting with people, actual citizens in these areas, because I want to become more informed. I want to know what their concerns are so I can be a better representative for them. I don't think our core beliefs in District 29 differ that much from the smaller areas to Bartlesville. Basically, what I'm hearing is that our smaller towns, smaller school districts want to make sure they have a voice in the decision. They do have unique situations. Some districts are not able to even propose a bond, because their area is not sufficiently, doesn't have enough money to support one. So we have to recognize those differences, but also I've been so impressed with the people that I've met and their commitment to Oklahoma, their commitment to their small town way of living, that I think is the epitome of what Oklahoma is.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're moving right along here on the issues. I'm just kind of looking at the clock, and I want to make sure that I give you the opportunity to address maybe an issue that I haven't brought up yet. What's important to Jean Oliver that the voters know about you?
Well, I want to make sure that the voters understand why I'm entering this race. I'm not a politician, although I guess now I am.
I say you didn't used to be.
Didn't used to be. But I entered because we can no longer support the status quo in Oklahoma. We are losing money. We are digging a deeper financial hole. I see people who are depressed, even people who are desperate. Most everyone wants a change. We can no longer support this status quo. And what's interesting is my opponent is very much a status quo politician. She even talked about that, bragged about that last night at the debate. If Oklahomans want to continue this establishment government that has put us into such dire straits, such financial chaos and crisis, then we should support the status quo. But I'm here to say we can do a whole lot better, that Oklahomans deserve better, and I'm here to make that difference.
People, obviously, we want everyone to vote on Tuesday. You can also cast an in-person ballot at the County Election Board coming up later this week and on Monday. But there are people out there who the election has not been on their radar. And that's why we're talking about it this morning.
Yes.
So if they have missed out on the debate, which we haven't posted on the website, and if they've missed out on getting a mailer from anybody in the, in their mailbox, and nobody's knocked on their door, how can they get a hold of you and find out more about Jean Oliver than what I've been able to get in 15 minutes?
Well, I have a lot of young people working for me. So I've got a website, and I'm on Facebook. Go to www.oliverforoklahoma. You'll see my views on the issues. You'll see how passionate I am about making changes, about improving Oklahoma. And their vote is a vote for hope, is a vote for a brighter future, is a vote for all of Oklahomans. So I encourage you to vote, and hopefully you'll vote for me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And our time this morning with candidate for State Senate District 29, Jean Oliver. Again, the election coming up in less than a week now. 6 days from today is Election Day. And hopefully by now on next Tuesday, a lot of people will have already been to the ballot box. We have more coming up in just a moment on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
In many movies today, romance and true love happen quickly and win the day almost every time.